Harper Audio presents The Clocks by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
Prologue. The afternoon of the 9th of September was exactly like any other afternoon. None of those who were to be concerned in the events of that day could lay claim to having had a premonition of disaster, with the exception, that is, of Mrs. Packer, of 47 Wilbraham Crescent, who specialised in premonitions and who always described at great length afterwards the peculiar forebodings and tremors that had beset her. But Mrs. Packer, at number 47, was so far away from number 19, and so little concerned with the happenings there, that it seemed unnecessary for her to have had a premonition at all. At the Cavendish Secretarial and Typewriting Bureau, Principal Miss K. Martindale, September the 9th had been a dull day, a day of routine. The telephone rang, typewriters clicked, the pressure of business was average, neither above nor below its usual volume. None of it was particularly interesting. Up till 2:35, September the 9th might have been a day like any other day. At 2:35, Miss Martindale's buzzer went, and Edna Brent in the outer office answered it in her usual breathy and slightly nasal voice as she manoeuvred a toffee along the line of her jaw.
"Yes, Miss Martindale?"
"Now, Edna, that is not the way I've told you to speak when answering the telephone. Enunciate clearly, and keep your breath behind your tone."
Sorry, Miss Martindale."
"That's better. You can do it when you try. Send Sheila Webb in to me."
She's not back from lunch yet, Miss Martindale."
"Ah." Miss Martindale's eye consulted the clock on her desk. 2:36. Exactly 6 minutes late. Sheila Webb had been getting slack lately. "Send her in when she comes."
"Yes, Miss Martindale."
Edna restored the toffee to the centre of her tongue.